Well, listening to that was Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell, who joins us now. Kia ora, Minister.
Hey, good morning, Ingrid. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing after, I think, how did Joe describe that, a train wreck of a news conference yesterday?
Look, I think the reality of it was it's a very, very good announcement. It's an announcement about us building capacity into our correction system, but the reality of it is I muddied the waters a bit because I've been so focused on the right here and now in terms of building the capacity into our prison system, as I probably went into far too much detail around that, and I accept the fact that it muddied the waters.
Well, it wasn't far too much detail, it was incorrect detail, wasn't it? Was it rushed?
No, it wasn't incorrect detail. What I was saying was absolutely correct. I was talking about capacity that was coming online to meet the growing demand that was going to be coming into our corrections system, because we focused on putting public safety and victims at the heart of our criminal justice system. So, but I did talk in too much detail. I started to talk about the decommissioned beds that we'd lost, the work that we're doing those to bring those back online, the 600 beds that were coming online the middle of next year, and I was talking about those issues when obviously the policy announcement that we've made was in the mid to longer term with the additional 810 beds that were going to be built with the new wing at Waikerea.
I don't want to muddy the waters any further. I mean, at one point, though, you said that Waikerea didn't exist, and that's been up and operating for years.
No, I never said that. I never said that Waikerea didn't exist. I was asked a question about the future of Waikerea, and I said that I couldn't comment on that. That was a discussion for corrections.
Let's look at the money,
I was asked about the old Waikerea and whether it would continue to exist. And I said that would be an operational decision for corrections, not for me.
Okay. Let's look at where the money is coming from. This is a huge amount of money, the $1.9 billion. $442 million of that is coming from savings. Where is that being saved?
Well, that's basically money that's been taken from the back office and reprioritised to put into the front line, which is we're always very clear about as an incoming government that this cost savings measures were going to be about. That it was about refocusing and investing into frontline services and services that Kiwis need.
So what kind of things were cut? That is a massive amount of money too, to save $442 million.
Well, corrections have said that they are going to reprioritise and refocus on how they're delivering programs, for example, on the way that they're managing their current assets, and that there'll be some vacancies that won't be filled, back office vacancies that won't be filled.
Okay. 470 new corrections officers. We've spoken to the union this morning. He says they haven't been contacted by the department about this, so they were taken aback, really, and said there's a lot of detail missing. So there's a current shortfall, he estimated, between 400 and 500 corrections officers. Are these 470 new officers on top of that?
Yes, they are. They're new officers on top of the what's currently funded. And
just to clarify, so you need to fill those 400 or 500 spaces and then find an additional 470 corrections officers?
Yes, that's correct. So we've good news on the recruiting is that we've had a massive, with the new advertising campaign that went out, we've had a massive response to that. Between 13,000. In fact, I think the most recent numbers is close to 20,000 people have responded. And we are currently recruiting, training and deploying 130 corrections officers a month. And for the first time, we've actually gone, we're now ahead of attrition. So we're having net gains. Things are moving in the right direction. But yes, the additional corrections officers are on top of the 400 that we still have to recruit and train.
Okay, he did acknowledge that over the last 4 or 5 months things had been improving there. But in terms of having this mega prison, this big new prison at Waikerea, he said there's not the infrastructure there for people to move and to work there, given how many hundred more officers you'll need.
I mean, there's officers that travel now to work at Waikerea. So, it's the reality of it is that that's where the investment is going. That's where the jobs will be.
Well, that's the question. Is that the right place for it, given the lack of infrastructure around that? You've got a whole workforce having to travel out of town.
Well, it's not unusual. There's lots of people that have to travel for their jobs.
Not to that extent, though. The ratio of people that will need to travel as opposed to living in the area, is that the right place for it?
don't know about that. There's people that travel every day to get to their jobs. The reality of it is that the investment is going into Waikerea. That's where it was always planned. All of the work has already been done. We can deliver the near-term capacity there with the 600 that'll be coming online next year, and we can deliver long, mid to long-term capacity with our announcement around $1.9 billion in funding that will deliver the next development at Waikerea.
Just finally, double bunking, you haven't ruled it out. So this was another issue raised by the union. Floyd Duplessis saying it creates tension, trauma and extra work for those officers.
No, we don't want to double bunk prisoners, but if we have to, we will do that because, as we've said, we've put public safety at the heart of what we're doing, and we want violent criminals off the streets and in prison where we can actually keep the public safe and then start to work on rehabilitation and trying to get those people to come back and rejoin society in a positive way.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell.